USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is confirming President Biden has been briefed on at least two explosions that happened outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The explosions happening hours after Americans in Kabul were advised to leave the airport immediately. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks sits on the Senate Home Services Committee. He says this all could have been avoided.
If we would have kept a small footprint of special operations, counterterrorism-focused troops in Afghanistan through all of this, and if we would have kept the Bagram airfield open rather than rely on the very inefficient Kabul public airport where you're seeing the images of, this situation could have unfolded a whole lot more effectively and in a much better way than what it has.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Amid the chaos and confusion at the airport in Afghanistan, life goes on. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach. And as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
The Labor Department reporting 353,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless unemployment benefits last week. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
According to a new Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research poll, 47% of American workers are in favor of vaccine mandates by employers. The poll was conducted before the FDA granted full approval of Pfizer's vaccine, which some believe experts and employers are hoping will persuade more people to get the shot and support mandates. Regarding liability, if a company forces you to get a vaccine and you fall ill, Quentin Brogdon is an attorney with Crane Brogdon Rogers Injury at Law in Dallas, Texas. He tells USA Radio News.
It's going to vary state by state, but if your employer, you know, most states there is requirement of workers' comp. In some states, such as Texas and some others, the employers get to opt out of the system and they can be sued. But you would need to show as an employee causation that, you know, in any kind of legal proceeding, that your specific exposure at work or wherever, or exposure to the virus, is what caused the bad outcome. And that's not going to be necessarily very easy because COVID is all around us. It's in the grocery store. Our friends have it. Our neighbors may have it. People may have it who are asymptomatic. And you have to show that the vaccine specifically caused you some kind of injury at a minimum.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.